Taylor Kingdon Bebb is with us. Now, it's described as a bit of a tongue-in-cheek approach. Give the finger to Shane Jones. I'm sure plenty of you listening today would rather give him something else. But this is to do with fish fingers. And it's a kaupapa urging supporters to put pressure on Shane regarding protected sea areas. It's part of a worldwide 30 by 30 movement encouraging governments to designate 30% of Earth's land and ocean area as protected areas by 2030. Kayla Kingdon-Bebb from WWF, Not the Wrestlers, is with us today. Hey, Kayla, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Morena, Dale. Great to speaking with you.
Thanks very much. I talk with Shane a lot too, and he talks about all sorts of things. I'm sure plenty of our listeners want to give him more than just a finger, but let's start with that. A bit of tongue-in-cheek, which is okay too, to get your message across. What exactly does the World Wildlife Fund envisage here and how it might be achieved, cornering 30% of the oceans as protected areas? Is a big ask, but you've got to start somewhere. Bring us up to speed, please, Kayla.
Yeah, of course. Well, as you know, Dale, Kiwis are ocean people. You know, there was many of us live within 5 kilometres of the coast, and many of us rely on it directly or indirectly for kaimoana to feed our families. And, of course, for Māori, the ocean is a taonga, and there's been the ancestral voyages from Hawaiki. But our ocean's health is in crisis. It would probably alarm most people to know that in Aotearoa, 90% of our seabirds and almost 30% of our marine mammals are threatened with extinction now. And some of our key fish stocks have declined by more than 80% in the 1980s. And in some places, we are seeing crayfish and scallops now functionally extinct. But we think that Shane Jones and his role of Minister of Oceans and Fisheries, it seems to us that he seems more intent on lining the pockets of his mates in industry than in taking action. Since he took up the portfolio, he scrapped the limit on the number of endangered rapoka, the New Zealand sea lion, that can be killed in the southern squid trawl fishery. He canned the Rangitahua Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary proposal, which would have brought us to about 14% protection. And he withdrew Aotearoa from an international commitment to reduce bottom trawling in the South Pacific. And he's also signaled the possibility of reviewing the rollout of the Cameras on Boats program, which is probably the most effective fisheries management innovation we've had in the last 2 decades. So with this campaign, which is, of course, it is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but you know, Kiwis have this amazing, irreverent sense of humor. There's really a quite serious issue at its heart, and we're asking Kiwis to help us send the minister a message that he can't ignore, and to tell Shane Jones that until he commits to protecting 30% of our ocean, that New Zealanders are committed to giving him the finger.
It wouldn't bug him one bit, though, I don't think, the Green Lobby did just that. He seems to be an unashamed advocate for extractive industries, Kayla.
Well, I actually heard his interview on your show a few days ago, Dale. And, you know, I wouldn't describe us as the Green Lobby. WWF is a nonpartisan, non-governmental organization that is grounded in science and Mātauranga. And we, since the 1970s, which was when we were founded in Aotearoa, we've sought to work with tangata whenua, with industry and with governments to deliver better outcomes for our people and for the planet. And I heard him say to you that, you know, that I had biases, which I think is just because I'd worked in a minister's office before I joined WWF, which I think is, you know, actually kind of offensive. When I worked in Parliament, I was a public servant, and public servants are, you know, required to uphold a very strict code of conduct, including a commitment to political neutrality. And Shane Jones should know that because many, 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 many moons ago, he too was a public servant. And what he failed to mention was that when I was serving as the private secretary for conservation in Parliament, it wasn't just for Eugenie Sage, a Green Party minister. Previously, I worked for Maggie Berry, who was a National Party minister. So to write us off as being biased or a green lobby when we're really just focused on trying to uplift the health of our declining oceans for future generations and those yet unborn is pretty offensive, really.
Yeah, no, I just spoke to Winston. He says, as an example, that the campaign, the advertising campaign for the Road to Zero was a wasted spend because he said the goal can never be achieved. And so they scrapped it. And so when we look across at an ambitious goal to protect 30% of the ocean, whether it's around Aotearoa or globally, some might, and perhaps Shane, would say, no, well, that's just unrealistic. Your thoughts there?
Well, I think that's unambitious and also kind of ignorant. New Zealand signed up to the 30 by 30 commitment in 2022 by virtue of signing on to the Global Biodiversity Framework under the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. And we confirmed it again the following year when we agreed to the UN Convention, the High Seas Treaty. So it's called the Agreement on Biodiversity Beyond National Jurisdiction. I think it's pretty trite for a minister to say that it's unachievable, given that New Zealand has formally committed to these targets internationally, along with the rest of the world.
Well, we've got to keep applying the pressure, don't we? It almost seems like it's money at all costs at the moment here, that the only way for our country to improve our future for the kids who follow in our footsteps, Kayla, is if we have more money. But, of course, you know that Māori, it's not about the money, it's about the mana. So, we're sort of right in the midst of a couple of, strange political ideologies that are affecting not just our everyday activities, but, those that our mokopuna will inherit. Very concerning times, Kayla.
I know. And, Dale, I want to acknowledge that the work that Māori have been doing for generations to take care of our marine resources. I mean, there are sometimes our questions raised about whether you can achieve 30% protection in a way that upholds Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Māori rights and interests. And I think all you need to do is look at the tools, tikanga-based tools, the tangata whenua have been using since time immemorial to protect and steward natural resources. I look at the work that Ngāti Manuhiri are doing with the Kalerpa seaweed invasion. I look at the work that Ngāti Pawa are doing now with Rahui to try and address kina barons around Waiheke. I look at the staunch advocacy of Ngāti Kiri with respect to protecting Rangitahua, the Kermadex, even since before that proposal was raised in 2015. And I think it's safe to say that Māori have always taken a long-term intergenerational view of sustainability and environmental management, and I would really love it if the minister could come to the party on that.
Tēnā koe. Lovely to have recorded it all with you, Kayla. Ngā manaaki, tangi kā koe, kia ora. And thanks for sharing some thoughts with us on the program. Thanks, Kayla. Kayla Kingdon-Bebs, the CEO of the World Wildlife Fund.